From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Red Leg Husky, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Well, 20-odd years ago, I was born along the tracks. Now I have to my name, I carry on my back. Well, I've roamed and I've rambled, but never feel alone. When I hear that whistle blow, I keep on moving on. So, hey there, sweet mama, won't you hold me tight? Give me all your love and now help me feel all right. For you know as well as I, we don't have much time. Soon as the moon is to the pines, we clear out of sight. Well, today is a new town and never quite the same. No woman I ever loved has made me wanna stay. Well, I've had my trouble, but I ain't the one to blame. Soon as the times get tough, I'm on the road again. So, hey there, sweet mama, won't you hold me tight? Give me all your love, and now help me feel all right. For you know as well as I, we don't have much time. Soon as the moon is through the pines, we clear every sign. Well, I roam and I'll ramble till I'm on the ground. When I meet my maker, we'll pass that bottle frame. We'll toast to all the women that have sent my way. Thank 'em for the good times, half of all my days. So, hey there, sweet mama, won't you hold me tight? Give me all your love and now help me feel all right. For you know as well as I, we don't have much time. Soon as the moon is through the pines, we clear out of sight. Said as soon as the moon is through the pines, we clear out of sight.
Red Barn Radio was brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm associate producer and the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 509th live performance. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes Red Leg Husky. This is Red Leg Husky's second Red Barn appearance. Last time they appeared as a duo, and tonight they return to the Red Barn stage with a new member, Sun, who is behind me. Please welcome tonight's guest to the Red Barn Radio stage, Red Leg Husky.
Steal a rag, but get 'em on the jailhouse, baby. Angel, she's a roadhouse queen. Her Texas ruby looks like Sandra Day. You wanna love her, but you don't know how. You're at the bottom of the jailhouse now. Ain't living long like this. I can't let it go like this. Can I, baby? You know the story about the jailhouse rock. Gonna do it, but just don't get caught. Can't sleep at home in the jailhouse, baby. Ain't living long like this.
Hey, folks, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Red Barn Radio, and we are here this evening with a talented trio of pickers from Asheville, North Carolina. They call themselves Red Leg Husky. We have two CDs I'm holding on to here. Their first full-length CD came out maybe a year or two ago. Is that right?
Yeah, 2 years ago, 2014.
That's Timothy who's speaking there. And then just this past fall, they got together and went in the studio and put together My Old Heart. Timothy McWilliams is doing a lot of the lead singing, and also lead singing is Misa. And I want, Misa, I want to say your last name is Giroux, but we in this part of the country like to do funny things with French words, like Versailles versus Versailles.
Right, right.
We would probably call you Giroux. Here. Giroux is, I assume, what you prefer.
Yeah,
okay,
I'll
good. All right.
One.
You brought someone new with you.
We did.
Misa, do you want to introduce Sun?
Sure. This is Sun here on bass. Tim and I were on a cross-country tour 2 years ago, back in 2014. We played a show out in Denver, and a band he was touring with was on the same bill as us. And we hit it off really well and kept in touch. We stayed with him. He was living in Richmond. We stayed with him once or twice there, and he came down to see us. And we eventually worked up the courage to ask him to join us.
So you stole him.
Well, I woke up this morning, it was drizzling rain. Round the curve, caught a passenger train. Heard somebody yodeling a hobo moan. Jimmy, he's dead, been a long time gone, been a long time gone. He been a long time gone. To get to heaven, got the D.I.E. You gotta put on a coat and a T.I.E. If you wanna get the rabbit out the L.O.G., you gotta make a commotion like a D.O.G., like a D.O.G., like a D.O.G. Matter with me, what makes me want to love every woman I see. Out traveling when I met her, now I'm traveling again. Every woman she sees is like a place I came in, like a place I came in, like a place I came in. Thank you. I should. Ain't no ordinary dude. I don't gotta work. I don't gotta work. I don't gotta work.
What brought you to Richmond, son?
Playing full-time music there, but sort of, you know, cobbling it together, playing with some different bands there, and yeah, sort of trying to find one full-time band to stick with, and couldn't quite do it there, so.
You're not a native Virginian?
No, I'm not.
Where are you from?
Maryland originally.
From Maryland is where you were born and?
Grew up, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Is the Richmond music scene an it's exciting fantastic. Scene?
Yeah, it's fantastic. There's a lot going on there. There's a really good scene there. And a really young, supportive scene. It's great. It's a great, you know, community of bands and people that play.
To be fretless,
uh-huh.
And I'm glad that yours is. It's a really nice, fat sound. Tell me about your musical training and music in your home when you were growing up.
Well, my mom and my sister both play piano and sing, so, you know, there's a lot of that growing up. I quit piano after about a month, so I didn't stick with that, but I picked up the bass when I was 13 or so, and took about a year of lessons, and, you know, I'm pretty much self-taught from there.
Did you start off in rock or jazz or?
Sort of rock, yeah, kind of like psychedelic rock. We were doing like Pink Floyd covers and stuff like that, you know, in high school. And then switched to blues and played blues pretty seriously for a couple of years and then got into country at some point and started doing that more, so.
Talk about that, you got into country at some point.
I saw a video of Townes Van Zandt in Heartworn Highways on YouTube and that was it. That changed it, you know, that sort of made me get serious about playing music and, you know, got me into country, so.
Interesting, Townes Van Zandt did that experience to a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, especially as a songwriter,
mm-hmm.
who's also a great performer. I mean, mm-hmm. what a comic. It's so tragic knowing what was going on inside of him and to see, you know, the comic expression of that on stage. Like his songwriting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I sort of got into the songwriting side of country first, you know, and then found out more about, you know, the bigger bands and, you know, Waylon Jennings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Kind of got into the, you know, the harder edge of it, I guess.
Cool. Well, your playing is great, and I love the way you guys are weaving together your leads, Tim, and your bass parts. It's nice. You do the thump-thump really nice, but you also, it was really cool to hear some stuff that sounded like it was really sort of orchestrated. It was very cool. Yeah.
I grew up in a city of pines, the night it fell. We prayed for the storm with red wine, I've come to know. Time's hard and unkind, and I have never seen a match catch twice. He drove me up to the highest spot in town. We have the fence of an abandoned old house. There only lights as we were looking down the woods. We said, I can't remember now. Tell me, Paul, because I was born on the dying day of Joan of my days, like the drinks that I've spilled, I guess some dreams must remain unfulfilled. I missed you then, and I miss you still. But these scars will tear me apart, because I was born on the dying day of Joan of Arc.
Tim, tell me about your background in music.
I guess I had a similar upbringing to Sun in that I tried piano maybe even shorter than a month, maybe like 2 weeks, and then gave up on it. And then I got the banjo first, couldn't figure that one out, then eventually got the guitar, and that once I started figuring stuff out on the guitar, I kind of got addicted to it and couldn't put it back down. And then picked the banjo back up eventually. So.
Seems like you're leaving something big out there. So how did you jump from piano to banjo?
I started hearing bluegrass on the radio. I was one of those Oh Brother, Where Art Thou victims. Heard the soundtrack to that, started seeking that music out a little more. I grew up in the suburbs of Cincinnati, so bluegrass wasn't super prevalent there. You know, all my friends at the time played guitar, so I thought, well, you know, maybe I'll have more people to play music with if I have a different instrument, you know. And I just love the sound of it, the hard drive, the harmonies. It was just so, I don't know, it was so great, you know.
So you were a high school student when...
I was a high school student at the time of the banjo. Yeah.
When Oh Brother came out?
That's probably when I saw it the first time, right around then, yeah.
And then you ended up in Asheville.
Yeah, well, I was in Ohio for a while, did school at Ohio University, and then... Like Sun as well, I was into more kind of jam bands on the electric guitar. Heard Doc Watson, wanted to pick up the acoustic. Heard about the Appalachian Studies program down in Boone, a grad school program. And a professor told me that Doc Watson loved working with the grad students. So I said, okay, that's all I needed to hear. But unfortunately, passed a couple months before I got down there. But that's really kind of the big thing that brought me down. It's just it seemed so much of the music and so many of the pickers that I was really getting into and wanting to try to, you know, learn from or you know, learn more about. We're living there, so I figured this would be a good reason to start a new chapter, get down there, and that's where I met Misa.
Well, blue railroad train, going down the railroad tracks, making me feel so doggone blue, listen to that old smokestack. Well, drivers rolling on, leaving me here behind. Well, give me back the good old days, let me ramble down the line.
Grad student potluck, like one of our first few days that we were both living down there, organized by one of the grad school committees down there, and yeah, we hit it off really well and kept hanging out and played music that night till like 3 a.m. and then kept playing the next few days, next few weeks, and we're still doing it. So
still crazy after how many years?
Four, I think.
Did you both graduate?
We did.
Okay, with a degree in?
Appalachian Studies.
All right. And you can do music with that. What else do you do with a degree in Appalachian Studies?
Whatever your heart desires.
What does your heart desire?
Well, my heart desired the music thing. When we finished school, neither one of us knew exactly what we wanted to do, but we knew we really loved playing music. And in Boone, we were getting more gigs. This would be a great time for us both to see the country since we hadn't seen a lot of it before. So we did this big 3-month cross-country tour. And after that, we were living in a Honda CRV. We didn't want to kill each other. Got a little house out in the country outside of Boone and then kept gigging, and we're still gigging. So,
did you have some sort of resources to operate with when you set out to roam across the country playing music?
I think we both had a little bit of saved, but it was dependent on gigs, yeah, for sure. So there were some definitely stressful moments on that and a lot of interesting meals that we came up with to save money. We did all the booking ourselves, we still do everything ourselves, and played around 20 shows most months, I think, and anywhere that would have us, we'd play, so.
Do you ever look back and say, maybe if we were to do it all over again, we would do this? Do you have any regrets about it, or are there any points in time when you think,
I don't think I have any regrets about it. I'm not really sure how we did it for 3 months. Like, just even we have, like, 3 or 4 day runs of shows now. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so exhausted by the end. But that was just like, we're constantly traveling every single day. Looking back, I'm like, wow, that was pretty incredible.
Drinking Dale, coffee with some stale oats, and all I got left is a pack of smokes. Bread's all gone and the milk's out too. What's my life coming to? Broke down, bus flat. No baby, come help me out my back. Sing me to sleep and rock me home, tiling on this grand alone. Sing me to sleep and rock me home, tiling on this grand alone. what's my life coming to? Broke down bus flat. Oh baby, come help me off my back. Sing me to sleep and rock me home. Thailand on this grand alone. Sing me to sleep and rock me home. Thailand on this grand alone. Sweet lullaby, sweet lullaby, sweet lullaby, till I die. Sweet lullaby, sweet lullaby, sweet lullaby, till I die. Sweet lullaby, sweet lullaby, sweet lullaby, till I die. Sweet lullaby, sweet lullaby, sweet lullaby, till I die. Sweet lullaby, sweet lullaby, sweet lullaby, till I die. Sweet lullaby, sweet
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Red Leg Husky, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Red Leg Husky after this break. This is Red Barn Radio. Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Red Leg Husky, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
I hope that engineer is kind enough to let me be his guest. See, I love to hear that train, love to hear the whistle blow. Wish you'd taken the sun, leaving the rain, making me think of home. Where blue railroad train.
Well, it occurs to me we did not spend a second talking about where the name Red Leg Husky comes from.
Since Tim is from Cincinnati, the Cincinnati Reds used to be called the Red Legs. I'm from Connecticut, so the Yukon Huskies, put them together, got a cool sounding animal out of it. So
I was thinking there was a dog in the mix. I mean like a personal dog or something.
Not a husky, unfortunately. No,
all right. Well, I like it. It is a catchy name, and it works.
Thank you.
It works for the music you're playing.
Well, don't you go falling in love. It'll only break your heart, leave you alone. We'll cry, cry, feel like dying. So don't you go falling in love. When I had a girl that ruled my world, she was a woman, then she was gone. Well, my heart and soul turned as black as coal. So don't you go falling in love. Now don't you go falling in love. It'll only break your heart, leave you alone. You'll cry and cry, feel like dying. So don't you go falling in love. Well, when someone thought that they had me, well, they wanted more. I stuck on that girl, the girl there, it's my whole world. So don't you go falling in love. It'll only break your heart, leave you alone. We'll cry and cry, feel like dying. So don't you go falling.
What's that now?
Now when a liar's in the world, she'll remember to do the same. Don't share the blame. Don't you go falling in love. Now don't you go falling in love. It'll only break your heart, leave you alone. You'll cry and cry, feel like dying. So don't you go falling in love. Now don't you go falling.
Asheville, North Carolina. We need to talk about Asheville. What Asheville's like right now? What's the scene like? We have these notions.
Well, what notions do you have?
What's the story? Nice place to visit, but I couldn't afford to live there.
Uh-huh. That's completely true. Yeah.
Okay.
We can't either. You know, most of the musicians in town, I think, are moving out to the, you know, little surrounding towns and stuff. So, I mean, that's where Misa and I live, is, you know, outside of town.
I live in West Asheville and have, you know, affordable rent and a nice little house there. As far as the music scene, it's been great to us so far. One of the good things about the city attracting so many people in the big brewery boom that's happening down there, well, not only is there great beer, you know, all the breweries are really supportive of live music and always have live music and treat the musicians well. And just because so many people are coming into town all the time, you know, for such a small city, there's so many places for us to play. And that's what really drew me and Misa down there from Boone, because Boone's more of a college town and there's some places to play, but we were driving a lot and we were spending a lot of time in Asheville anyway. I think it's good. I mean, we've only been there for going on, about a year now, so.
Well, that's a good run.
Yeah, still making connections and feeling more at home there as we get to hang out there more. We're on the road a lot.
Yeah.
My hat don't hang on the same nail too long. My ears can't stand to hear the same old song. And I don't leave the highway long enough to bog down in the mud. I got rambling fever in my blood. Well, this rambling fever caught me long ago, when I first heard the whistle blow. And if anyone ever said I gave a damn, the damn should have told you wrong. Well, I've had rambling fever all along. Rambling fever kind of came to mention by degrees. Rambling fever, there ain't no kind of cure for my disease. Well, I like to be bed down on the sofa and let some pretty lady run my back. spend the early morning drinking coffee, talking about when I'll be coming back. There ain't no woman that could ever hold me down, and I'd never be told to get around. And I like to dance on the highway right away like some highline pole. And rest the strain and fever in my soul. Well, rail and fever, kind of can't be measured by degrees. Rail and fever, there ain't no kind of cure for my disease.
You guys have a lot of influences.
Mary Chapin Carpenter is definitely my big one. I've been listening to her since I was a little kid, so I'm pretty obsessed that way. But
is that your favorite song of hers, the one that you played?
No, it's one of them. My favorite one's The Hard Way. It's probably my all-time favorite song. Tiff Merritt is another one of my huge influences. She's out of North Carolina, and I think she's a great songwriter. So those are my two big ones, I guess.
Nice.
I guess my two biggest ones over the last few years consistently that I've listened to the most of are Doc Watson and Tony Rice, two of my biggest guitar heroes. But recently I've been slowly delving into the jazz world, and Wes Montgomery, and one of the younger, I guess, guitar aces, a guy named Julian Lage, everything I hear from them, it's just mind-blowing. So it's cool stuff to listen to.
You're a lifelong learner.
Yes.
Excellent.
Sing me your favorite hymn. My faith is known to run thin, but the blood in my body that tunnels my skin flushes at the thought of our sins. Some tea on the stove, and we'll waltz round the butcher's block till the muscadines grow. I'll still be waiting, it's a long time I know, but it's warm coming in from the cold. The winds will carry away whispers left where we've lain. But I'll follow them down like smoke to a train. Partings only bring pain. Thank you. friend. An angel among women and men. I can still hear him say like a light from within. I'm glad you have me again. Well, so carry away. Whispers left while we've lain. But I follow them down like smoke to try. Partings only bring pain. Partings only bring pain.
Thank you.
The song about the hymn. I'm sorry, was your friend's name William?
Anytime his name's mentioned or he, I kind of think about him. One of the memories I always think about is the first time I met him. And it was at that same potluck that me and Misa met at. And it was one of the first kind of things I went to in Boone to try to meet people. And he was kind of sitting quietly at a picnic table. And he heard that I was in the Appalachian Studies program. And he was a second year at this time and in a different track, the cultural track. I wasn't used to this welcome in Cincinnati anyway, but you know, as soon as he heard, he just came up to me. He's like, "I'm William," and gave me the biggest hug. And it was a long hug, you know, and I was like, all right, welcome to Boone. And it was great. And you know, he was a guy that he just was such a good listener and a person that would get you to do stuff you normally wouldn't do. And he gave you a zest for life.
Describe it. He asked a lot of questions. Always wanted to know people better, introduce himself to absolutely anyone, make friends with anyone. Trying to be better at that myself and trying to get out there now. And yeah, he was really inspiring and it was a great person to meet when we first got to Boone.
So. Was he a younger person when he passed?
30. He had just turned 30.
Oh. Wow. Was it William's passing that sort of pushed you to write some of the songs for your new CD? Was there someone else? I was under the impression that you maybe experienced a couple of losses.
I think that's the biggest one. And I know that Misa expressed some of those feelings really well in the songs, and I was blown away by some of them when she first presented, and I still love playing them, you know. But it's some of the loss, I think, is some hard heartbreak that you get down in a slump for a while, and it's like, really country music, listen to Hank Williams or something. It's like, man, I get it now, you know, really. And then, you know, I think some of the songs came from that, too, of trying to, like, turn some kind of pain into a happy feeling or just a way to release something out of you.
William finds his way into every song I write, it seems these days. That's always on my mind, but yeah, definitely heartbreak for a while. There's always something to draw from there and tying it all together somehow. Thoughts coalesce in my brain like that.
Haggard's Room. And love me, all the women that let me be their fool. Rainbow from town to town.
Any thoughts at all about your Appalachian Studies program that you both pursued? You recommend that degree program for others in high school or college thinking about a new direction for their studies?
One of the best things about it was how that program is such a community. So if you're moving, if you want, you know, to move somewhere new, you're interested in it, you're instantly in this small, tight-knit group of folks that share a really common passion about something. And just, you know, it felt like in 2 weeks I had a bunch of friends and really close friends, and that was one of the best things. And then, you know, it for music, for me, it was lucky to have a professor that let me make connections, facilitated connections with some of the tradition bearers in the community that I could go and sit with and see, and just being able to talk to them and hear stories and just all the jams and stuff going on. I mean, felt like an incubation period for me, just in a lot of aspects, but definitely music.
Before I had actually started the program, I was only focusing on music, and that's all I really knew about when it came to Appalachian Studies. But just my first few weeks, months in the program, I learned about Appalachian literature and the political side of things, and anything you were interested in, you could tie it into Appalachian Studies. Really diverse that way. I think it's pretty cool.
Because it's a relatively new discipline, like really kind of started in the 70s, I guess, but anytime I had an idea and I took it to a professor, the reaction was always, oh, that would be wonderful if you wrote about that, you know, because it was kind of something new. Obviously, you know, had to hone me in a lot, but that always felt great.
Katie, I'm ready for a new love letter. It's been a few months now, and things are better. I promise I won't tear it up like the last time. No, you say that I'm too rough. I just don't know how to show my love. I guess I thought that fighting was how you'd prove it. So baby, come back and close the door. Show me what all those words are for. We'll put a record on if you feel like dancing. You love the sun and you love the snow, but when it's gold, where does it go? The sky me behind this advice one. So baby,
We'd like to thank our guest, Redleg Husky, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. And we also thank those of you who have been listening to our webcast. And, of course, those of you who came to join us tonight in the studio. Thank you for being here with us. Be sure to check social media and our main page for more program information and updates. Once again, folks, let's hear it from Redleg Husky.
I just want to say one last thing. Thanks, y'all, so much. And this last song is a tune about my grandfather who recently passed away. He's one of my heroes. It's called Charlie.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Misa, Timothy, and son, Redleg Husky, for being with us tonight. We thank High on Art and Coffee for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. High on Art and Coffee, 523 East High Street in the Woodland Triangle here in Lexington. For more information, they're on the web at highonartandcoffee.com. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Trails End Life is Red Barn Radio's video producer. Trails End is on the web at trailsendlife.com. Red Barn Radio is produced and directed by Ed Commons, Our associate producer is Brad Becker, who also hosts our program. We thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find dates and times and more information at redbarnradio.com. And you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio playout theme was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at the same time with the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.